The first reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We ask you, brothers and sisters, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with them, not to be shaken out of your minds suddenly, or be alarmed either by a spirit or by an oral statement, or by a letter allegedly from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no one deceive you in any way. To this end, he has also called you through our Lord, through the gospel, to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught, either by an oral statement or by a letter of ours. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through his grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. The word of the Lord. The Lord comes to judge the earth. The Lord comes to judge the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. The Lord comes to judge the earth. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and all that fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then shall all the trees of the forest exult. The Lord comes to judge the earth. Before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. The Lord comes to judge the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes on mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You cleanse the outside of the cup, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside may also be clean." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, when we see the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, he's dealing with people who think the world's going to end, like now. It ain't much different than people today. The world's going to end, all this bad stuff, I get it. But Paul's dealing with this, and he says, listen, you should not go out of your minds with fear, right? This stuff is not of God. If it causes you fear, it's not of God. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on my regular Sunday homily. But it says, this is what I want you to do. He says, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions. Now you got to watch, because people hear this today and they think the traditions is the last 1,000 years. Paul was talking about this 2,000 years ago. When he's talking about traditions, what Paul's saying is the things that we have taught you. And then he says, this is the way I want you to live your life, right? And so he says, stand firm. So again, if we get all afraid of all the things that might be happening, there's a problem. We need to be standing firm. And then he says, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who's loved us. So if we're loved by God, as he's reminding us, we have nothing to fear. And is giving us encouragement. So God's encouraging us, not making us be afraid. He's encouraging you. Do you feel the encouragement? Do you feel the love, or do you feel fear? When you feel fear, it's because you're focused on yourself and your sins and I'm no good. And that's from the devil. The devil rejoices when he gets you like that. Or do you know that you're loved, and do you feel the encouragement of God? And do you have hope? Right? It says, and good hope by his grace. Encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. So he says, go about doing good. Be concerned about others. Talk and encourage them. This is what we're called to do. Not throw things on the internet about the world's coming to an end, you all better get ready, and all that stuff that scares people. You become an instrument of the evil one. Again, God wants to say you're loved, He encourages you, and gives you hope. So stand firm. So today, let's do as God commands us through His Word. Stand firm. Nature know His love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as all.